Now, Saturday, it's a holiday for some. As I said before, I know people who actually exchange cards on that day. It is Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada. The host city this year is Kamloops, and as a matter of fact, the festivities have already kicked off in Kamloops. Very pleased to have join us a three-time Stanley Cup champion and a part owner of the Kamloops Blazers. Mark Recchi joins us this afternoon on Inside Hockey. Mark, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Appreciate you taking some time. It's busy. I mean, we all think of Saturday as Hockey Day in Canada, but it's really kicked off there already in Kamloops, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been in full force. Yeah, they started last night and had a full day today, and then it'll be a full day right through till Saturday. So it's great, though. It's really exciting. It's great for the city. You know, Sportsnet and Scotiabank are doing a terrific job. So it's been a lot of fun so far, and Don and Ron were really good today. They were a lot of fun. So, it'll be a special couple days here.
What are they? Okay, so tell me, what are they like live? Can they work a crowd? Are they rock stars in Kamloops?
Actually, they were really good. Yeah, they were funny. They you know, it's no different than when we're seeing them on TV, except they're up there on stage, and it was good. You know, they had everybody going pretty good, so.
One of the neat things that I think that has been kind of connected is that while this is going on, it's also the 50th anniversary of the Western Hockey League. And I believe tonight, part of that celebration or part of the ongoing celebrations is an alumni game, correct?
Oh, unfortunately, yeah. Yeah, no, it's going to be a great time. Just haven't skated that much up to this, but it's a celebration of the WHL 50 years, and we've got a lot of great guys here. I mean, Wendell Clark's in town, Lanny McDonald, we got Tucker, Trevor Linden. I mean, we've got a great crew of guys, and it's going to be a fun game tonight, and we're going to have some fun with it and then share some stories after.
We're talking to Mark Recchi about Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada here on Inside Hockey, and right now focusing on the alumni game tonight, because you are more than just participant. You are, you're the captain. Team Recchi taking on Team Tucker. Give me a little scouting report on your club. I mean, Cliff Ronning, some speed there. Dave Babich, a little bit of an older player. Is Kirk McLean your goalie? How's this team shape up?
Yeah, actually, Kirk and Corey Hirsch are actually playing out. I think we got Steve Passmore, and actually, one of my younger brothers is playing in net, in the other net. So it'll be good. But I think Cliff is still in great shape, and I think he's on the ice quite a bit. So I think we're going to lean on him a little bit.
Well, we had the pleasure of having Rob Brown in studio last week, and Rob was getting chirped a little bit by the league, wanting to know if he was going to be able to produce points in this. There's some guys with a little pressure here to come back to their old stomping grounds and produce, right?
Yeah, he's the top producer. I think he's still the best regular season points for a year in the WHL. So, he's on the opposite team, so I'm going to shadow him, I think. I'll just follow him around.
Mark, everybody knows about your National Hockey League career, and I do want to ask you a few questions about that, but tell me about your time in Kamloops. Obviously, you have a great connection to this club, and as I mentioned before, part of the ownership group, but what was your junior time like in Kamloops?
Well, it was incredible. I mean, I started in New Westminster, being born and raised in Kamloops. I was 16 and 17 down in New West, and then I got traded back my 18-year-old year to Kamloops, and I mean, it was the best day ever for me. I mean, it was, to come back here and play for the Kamloops Blazers. I grew up watching them, the junior riders that turned into the Blazers. And it was unbelievable. I mean, the city here is a great hockey town. The people are wonderful. And, it's a great place for a young guy to, be part of something like this.
What about that time, those clubs, those Kamloops clubs, you mentioned the I think they were Kamloops Oilers for a while, but, for a couple of decades there was always something good coming out of that franchise, a real legacy of success, right?
Absolutely, and, it slipped a little bit. Now we're trying to get that back, and we think we're headed in the right direction. For a long, long time, I mean, it was probably one of the most storied franchises in junior hockey, and we want to get it back to that. I mean, it's a great place and a great arena to play in and a great city to play in, so hopefully we can, restore that and get it back to where we want.
In conversation with Mark Recchi, who is in Kamloops getting set for Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada. Of course, you'll be able to catch it on Sportsnet and CBC on Saturday. Three times a Stanley Cup champion, which does, I mean, the first one's always special, but the last one was a pretty cool run too. How do you look back on those championships? Do you rank them? Go ahead.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, it's hard to rank them, but they were all different. You know, you win your first one and it's like, what the heck did we just do? And then, then I go 15 years in between. And you really learn to embrace it, like, you know, enjoy it, enjoy the moment. And, you know, I think that's the biggest thing. And Brian Trotsky actually told me that. And they do get better and better each one. That's the, you know, because I think you get, you know, you appreciate it even that much more. I mean, like, you know, I won a World Juniors. I won a minor league title. Then I won a Stanley Cup, all within 4 years. You know, so, and then I didn't win a championship till a World Championships in 97. And then not till the Stanley Cup. So you really had a big lull there. And it was like, oh, my God, am I ever going to win again? And, you know, when you get that chance, you just really, really appreciate it and embrace it. And to finish my last game as a player on top is something you never forget. And Ray Bourque and I have talked about that. It's just a special, you know, feeling.
I wanted to ask you about that because it's very timely with the Super Bowl right around the corner and Peyton Manning in there, the ability to walk away your last game. And, you know, Lanny McDonald's in that game tonight. He had that. That's select company in all of pro sports to win your last game, right?
Yeah. It's amazing, and it really is. Like, you just, you know, just to know that you finished on top of, in the pinnacle of the league and your, you know, your team was the best and you were a piece of that puzzle is an incredible feeling. And yeah, I could talk to Lanny about that tonight. I forgot about that. So, but it's just, you know, for a guy like Peyton Manning, I hope he does. I mean, I don't know if, you know, I guess he, you know, might be retiring, whatever, but I hope he gets that opportunity and wins another Super Bowl.
In conversation with Mark Recchi, he's our guest here on Inside Hockey, of course, Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada, emanating from Kamloops, where he is this afternoon. What's life been like post your hockey career? Was it, you know, again, you go out as a champion, but was it easy to walk away from the game, easy to walk away from the locker room?
No, not going to lie to you. It took me a couple of years to adjust to it, for sure. I mean, you're in such a routine for so much part of your life. And, you know, you have itineraries. Here you go, here you go. You go here, you go this way. You get on the plane here. Then in the summer, it's like, okay, I got to train from here to here. And then all of a sudden it ends and you have all this time. And, you know, it's like, well, you know, I don't have buddies. I can't go in the dressing room anymore. You lose that, you know, that feeling of being around it. And, you know, it can become really hard. And I can understand why players, I know why players have a hard time when they're done playing. And, you know, you've been doing it probably since you were 16 years old in a routine. And all of a sudden it's done. And it was hard. It was hard. But then, you know, I started to get involved. You know, helping out Dallas a little bit, that helped. Mm-hmm. And then last year, being in Pittsburgh, I started as a development coach last year. It was more part-time. And, you know, but it helped me. You know, I became part of a team again. And I was working with Wilkes-Barre down there a lot. And then this year I've been, you know, full-time. And it really, you really feel good about it.
What's the player like today as opposed to the player you were like at that age? I mean, there's so many different change, you know, social media, the contracts are bigger. Are the players the same? Do you think they were the same as when you were that age?
No, it's definitely different now. It's definitely, I think you got to handle players differently. You got to communicate differently. Like, you know, we would get told something and it'd be like, okay, now you have to tell somebody, but you have to explain to them why we want you to do it. Like, they want to know why. Everything's like, why do you want me to do that? When we grew up, we was just like, coach said, go do this. Okay. It's like, go do it. You know, and now it's like, okay, why are we doing that? You know, and there's always has to be an explanation. So communications, you know, in that sense, is so much more important now to work with these young guys.
Where does that come from, Mark? Is that, I mean, in this country, we do a pretty good job of taking care of the elite player from a very early age. Is that it? Or are they just more inquisitive?
Well, that's the entitlement part that is a little bit, definitely there is part of that. There's no question about that. And I think growing up in our era, you know, we didn't have, you know, you really never had that. You know, you didn't, you know, you really didn't have people chase you. You had to try out for everything. You had to work, you know, you had to work extremely hard to get exposed, to get exposure. Now there's so much exposure, and they're, you know, they're getting chased everywhere. Agents are chasing them at 14 years old. You know, colleges are chasing them. You know, the Canadian Junior League's chasing them. So it's just like, you know, they just, you know, they have this entitlement where it's like, you know, I had, you know, so a lot of them have struggled with adversity when they have it because of that, you know, I think. And I think, you know, the ones that can overcome it, the ones that become great players.
He's Mark Recchi, our guest on Inside Hockey. And once again, just letting everybody know that this Saturday from Kamloops, Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada. Mark, I'd love to pick your brain on this one topic, because you played in essentially, and maybe you see it differently, but I see three eras. I see the high-octane 80s, the dead puck early part of the last decade, and kind of the post-lockout. What was it like transferring your skill set or just going through all of those? I mean, was one funner than another for you?
Well, they were all good, but they're definitely all different. There's no questions about that. I mean, you know, you used to go through the neutral zone, and you'd have a guy hooked in your waist, and he'd just ride his coattails down along with you, and you had to do all the work, and, you know, the mugging and the grabbing and stuff like that, you know, that the one part of the game to come. And then after lockout, they opened it right up. And I think now it's more of a skilled game. I think you need to be more skilled now, and I think you really need to skate in this game. I think the guys that don't skate as well get exposed, and I think it really hurts them. And I think that's the biggest thing I've seen now, is the skating overall is just tremendous.
Do you miss the offense? I mean, are you a guy that wants to see more goals? Do you need more goals in the NHL right now?
I'm not sure you need, because there's still great 2-1 hockey games. I mean, it's still exciting to watch some of those games. I just watched a 6-5 game, you know, Pittsburgh and Ottawa the other night, and yeah, it was great, but there were a lot of junk goals and bad bounces, but yeah, it was good, and it was exciting because there's comebacks and stuff like that. But, you know, there's just when you're on the edge of your seat and it's a 2-1 game and teams are putting pressure, that's exciting too. So I think our game's okay right now. I think it's exciting, and I just, they can always tweak it a little bit. Yeah. Do I think the goalie equipment's too big? Absolutely. You know, I think they gotta bring that down a little bit. I mean, these goalies are 6'4", 6'5" now, and, you know, their equipment's huge. I mean, yeah, it makes it tougher for sure. I think if they can tweak that a little bit, I think you'll see scoring go up probably a little bit, and maybe help out some.
You played in 7 All-Star games. Did you get a chance to watch the 3-on-3 format? Did you like the new format?
Actually, I did. I watched parts of it, and I did like it. Actually, it caught my attention, because the guys were actually really, you know, they were really trying. You know, it was, I watched part of the first part of it, and then I watched later, and it definitely picked up, and that usually happens. When you get into that, the competitive spirit eventually comes out, and I thought it was good. I thought it was exciting. You really could see the guys' talent, but, you know, they worked as well, and it wasn't just, going out there floating around.
I believe you're now an answer to a trivia question that involves John Scott, right? Are you okay with that? Who are the Canadians that were MVPs of the All-Star game? You're one of them.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, geez, that's funny.
Montreal Canadiens that have been the MVP of the All-Star game. You're one, and John Scott's one as well.
That's great. Oh, I was happy for him. I have a soft spot for guys who play that role, they're great people, and all the guys that I played with that played that role, they're all teddy bears for the most part, and they're great teammates. And, you know, it's good to see. It was good to see how the guys really embraced them and really made them feel a part of it. And that doesn't surprise me at all with hockey players. So.
Mark, we're going to let you go. You're going to play in the alumni game tonight. Now, what else do they have you doing leading up to Saturday in Kamloops?
Well, tomorrow morning I'm going to go into a school, I think with the Stanley Cup. Pretty sure I'm going to visit a school in the morning. And then tomorrow night there's a big concert at the Sandman Inn Center. We're, part of the whole hockey, Scotiabank weekend here.
Yep.
Or week. And so that'll be exciting. We've got Brian Tri. I'm looking forward to seeing Brian Tricci up on stage. It'll be awesome. And then Saturday I'm on with Don and Ron in the mornings. in the morning, and then we got you know, the Blazers playing Edmonton. So it's going to be a great few days.
Well, that's quite a life. You get to tour around with the Stanley Cup. You get to spend some time with Brian Trottier, and you get to hang out with Ron and Don. That's a blessed life, my friend. Really appreciate this, Mark. Thanks for making some time for us. Enjoy the game tonight.
I appreciate it. Thanks very much. Have a great night.